Welcome to the Journey to Manifesting podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. I'm an author, a motivational speaker, a mother of four, and the co-founder of the Manifesting Academy. Each week, I'll bring you a brand new dose of inspiration that will motivate you to create the life of your wildest dreams. So if you're ready to begin your journey to manifesting, let's get started. Welcome everyone to the show today. This is episode number 40, and I am so grateful to be here with you today. And I'm going to start today's episode with the review of the week by a beautiful woman called Leah Ernst. And this review was left on the 28th of July, 2018. Hold on to your hats, people, because this one is a doozy. This one really made me cry. It made me connect to the energy of what she was feeling. So I want you to pay particularly close attention to her words because they are really shared from her heart. She writes, "Sarah, thank you so much for this powerful episode. This podcast led me to focus on releasing my biggest downfall, which is worthiness. I believe it stems from childhood where I was bullied for my weight. One particular moment was when a classmate wrote Porky all over the front of my 8th grade yearbook in Sharpie. I still had this yearbook in a box in my basement. I always knew it was there and would dwell on it from time to time. Today, after your message, I went outside and burned it. I have tried forgiving this boy, but having the book in my house was like a chain on me. An interesting note is that the person who wrote this took his own life a few years ago. Before I burned it, I said a prayer to him, releasing all strongholds on him and truly forgiving him, knowing he had his own chains. It just so happened that the last page I tore out and threw in the fire had a note he wrote in that yearbook that said, 'Have a good summer.' Coincidentally, it is summer now, and I knew this was him telling me he was sorry. I believe I can truly heal. Thank you, Sarah. You are the best." And the title of that review was You Are Worthy, which was the theme of a podcast episode I recorded a few episodes back. So make sure that you tune into that episode to get that realization that you are indeed worthy. And Leah, thank you so much for sending that. I am sending you the love, the energy of love and light and limitless possibilities right back to you, because I believe you are on a really powerful journey right now. And I'm so grateful that we have crossed paths and that you are truly embodying the teachings and the principles of the essence of this podcast and this journey to manifesting. So thank you so much. If you would like to leave a review, I always send back the energy of love and abundance and all good things into your general direction when you guys send me these beautiful reviews. I love the community that has been built around this podcast. It truly does mean the world to me. So for today's episode, episode number 40, I am going to be talking about three words that will radically transform your life. Three tiny words that will change everything if you try on this perspective. So today, and I thought I would just record this episode very spontaneously. Today I was sitting in my car and I was procrastinating. I didn't want to be in my office. I didn't want to be at the gym. I didn't know what to do with myself. Have you ever had those times where you're not sure what to do? You just feel a little bit displaced or out of your usual routine. I might be feeling that way today because my ex-husband is visiting Las Vegas from Australia tomorrow. So I don't know, like I'm kind of preparing my older children for his visit and preparing myself because it is a blast from the past. My ex and I don't have a particularly good history together. We were married for 10 years and it wasn't easy, if you know my story. And sometimes it can feel like it activates the trauma and some of the wounds on a very cellular level. So I'm, you know, just being gentle with myself today. But I was sitting in my car procrastinating, and sometimes it is so super peaceful to just sit in the car in a parking garage and just sit in stillness and witness the world go by. There's no one that needs anything from me. There's no one calling out mama every few minutes. There are no butts to wipe, meals to prepare, phone calls to answer, emails, you know the deal. And so I was at this parking garage at the gym scrolling my Facebook feed and liking posts on Instagram. I even posted an Instagram story. If you want to go and check it out, you can follow me at Sarah Prout. And I was trying so hard to motivate myself to get out of the darn car and onto the gym floor and do my workout, because it's been a while and I just thought this is the best way to get my energy moving through my body. And then it hit me. I didn't have to go to the gym. I didn't even want to work out. And the three words that I'm going to share with you that will radically transform your life are these: I get to. I get to work out. I get to go to the gym. It's an honor, a privilege, and a choice. And I disconnected from that energy of appreciation and gratitude. And some people don't even have that choice. Just think of it that way as well. So it really puts things into fiercely sharp perspective that I get to. These three words can be applied to anything you are doing in your life right now. If it's working your way through a giant pile of laundry or washing the dishes, walking your dog, doing the grocery shopping, paying the bills, whatever you're procrastinating about or on, just remember and make sure that you hold in your awareness the fact that you get to do these things, that it's life flowing through you, that the universe is working through you. My Nana Molly, who I dearly loved, used to say that idle hands do the devil's work. And I never really understood it. You know, I always thought that, crazy old lady, she's not really aware of what she's saying. But it was right. She came from a time where people would roll up their sleeves and not be afraid of hard work, not doing things. And Tony Robbins teaches people that physiology changes psychology. So doing something, getting to do something, and remembering it that way, that life isn't punishing you and, you know, you don't need to fall into that pattern of laziness. So I can guarantee you that if you're procrastinating and not wanting to go out for a run or a workout at the gym, that there is a person out there that would gladly trade places with you in a heartbeat. They would love to be in your shoes. Think of people in hospital or people that are unwell or unable to move like you can, to use their arms to fold that load of laundry, to see the words on a screen, to hear the words. You know, there are so many blessings in disguise if we tune our focus to what we get to do rather than looking at the mundane things in our lives as chores. So I did my workout. I went back to my car. I sat in my car and I thought, oh, I'm just going to sit here for a little bit longer because the peacefulness is really nice. And I began to scroll through Facebook again, my Facebook feed, and I saw a post from my friend Jamie's mother. And Jamie was a friend of mine that I went to high school with many, many years ago. And she passed away yesterday. She had a very long battle with cancer. And she had four children, just like me. She had four children and now she's not here anymore. And it just reminded me so much that life is for living. Life is short. Life is very short. In fact, my mother-in-law sent me an email a few days ago and she's like, have fun. Life is short. And she helps people that are battling cancer as well. She's a breast link angel and she helps people to navigate and work their way through these extreme times of uncertainty. So the message of today's show, today's podcast, is whenever you tune in and you feel that sense of dread that perhaps you don't want to do something, perhaps you don't want to have to deal with your ex-husband that's visiting from the other side of the world, or you're putting off something like you don't want to do laundry or pay bills or whatever it is, picking up the dog poop in the backyard, whatever it is, remember to look for the blessings, okay? Train yourself to see the blessings in everything, even the stuff that you perceive as unfortunate or time-consuming or a hassle, whatever it is, remember and remind yourself of those three transformative words, I get to. And when you can embody and embrace that, then you realize that you're on this very sacred mission from the universe for life to flow through you. So I hope you enjoyed this very brief, inspirational Manifesting Monday, whatever you want to call it, little motivation session. that I get to do, that I get to do as a podcast host for the Journey to Manifesting show. And I just want to take this moment to thank you for being here with me. And I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, feel so grateful that we have connected and that something within your heart has resonated with my words or my work. And if it did, if you tune in and you feel as if it has energetically resonated in your heart and made a difference in your life, please leave me a review on iTunes or share this podcast with your friends and family, because my intention is to get the word out there to as many people as possible that they are limitless beings and that anything can be achieved. All of your dreams, all of your hopes, goals, wishes, and desires, if you pay attention to the present moment and you connect to the power of the universe that is always, always flowing through you. So that's it from me for today. Thank you again. And until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting.